This is Yapping with the Bros, hosted by me, Daniel, and with our guests,
Hunter
and Tyrion.
And today we're just going to be talking about different life experiences and, you know, some crazy stories that we heard from that either we've experienced or heard from someone we know, you know. So, yeah, what kind of crazy stories do we got, gentlemen?
I mean, is it like, what's the limit here? Should I just talk about like illegal things, like laws that I broke?
Like obscure laws?
No. Talk about like a crazy thing that happened.
Or like funny.
One time, I was sitting in my living room, and I saw a spider on my roof. I freaked out. Like, I don't think I've ever scurried so
fast. How big was that spider?
Probably about the size of a skin cell.
What? How does that scare you then?
Dude.
I am terrified of spiders. Like, I hate them.
Even like the tiny baby ones?
How can you even tell if it was a spider?
Yeah. It turned out to not be a spider, actually.
It was what?
The angels lied to us.
That's what I thought it was. And I jumped up. I was super scared. And then I went and brought a broom and I smacked it. It was actually just a piece of mud.
The worst kind of spiders is like, you think you got rid of them, and then all of a sudden they like appear on your hand from out of nowhere, and they just like scare the hell out of you. Yeah,
there's also like you never should like squish spiders, because like sometimes it could be like a mother, and they're like they're protecting their eggs.
Have you seen the videos of like the big spiders, and then they're like laying eggs, and all of a sudden it's just like the mom lays the eggs, and there's just thousands of baby spiders running around.
And they all have the potential to be as big as the mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
Nah, I would leave my house.
All that left in your house.
Yeah, I would like sell my house.
I would pack up my stuff and leave.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even pack up my stuff. I'd just leave.
How would you even kill those things, like, without even squashing it? You just, like.
I would burn it down.
Bug spray.
Actually, yeah. Can't you go grab a can of hairspray and, like, a lighter, and you can turn it into, like, a makeshift flamethrower or whatever?
That is a horrible idea.
No, it isn't, bro.
It really is.
No, it isn't. It's not potent enough to, like. Actually, like, stuff.
You should never do that. That's about the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
No, it isn't, bro. You just haven't tried. I want to make a hairspray flamethrower.
Is that really a crazy life story?
No.
I actually...
The only one that thought of life story, though, so it's up to you guys.
Oh.
Well, I'm still thinking about, like, an insane story.
Well, I was kind of, an idiot, you know, my freshman year, and this is not even my freshman year. This is when I was in seventh grade, so this story... You guys, what middle school did you guys go to?
I went to Monroe.
Monroe?
I went to Thurston Middle School. I grew up in Thurston.
Have you guys heard anything, like, bad about Cal Young while you were there?
No, I just always thought Cal Young kids were really weird.
Wasn't at Cal Young. My mom went to Cal Young.
But the Cal Young kids probably thought we were weird as Monroe kids.
Mutual, you know, disgust, I guess.
At least our school, they need to burn that down and build a new one. It's really old. There's literally no ventilation.
Renovation.
It's so bad.
Yeah, but my story is like when I was in seventh grade. I think this was This was like a whole month before lockdown started from COVID, and it was like one of the funniest memories I can remember. This was with my old like seventh grade group. So basically, what we did was the school cafeteria had like this tray of like tangerines, and it was like it was like a huge tray of tangerines. And so what we did, I think one of my friends, Hunter, I think he suggested that we we grab like a crap ton of these tangerines. We put them in like a box and we just started throwing them over the, over the fence onto the, so what I did was, I grabbed my lunchbox. And I emptied all like the contents, put in my regular backpack.
Did you end
up
throwing your lunchbox over the fence?
No. I'm not that dumb, okay, dude. I stuffed my lunchbox. It was basically empty, and it was full of just tangerines. And we snuck it past the lunch monitors. And I don't know how they like didn't like see how all the tangerines were like, oh, there at 1 second, and then they're all gone. So me and I think it was like six or seven other dudes. We went out to the football field because the Cal Young football field and the track is like right next to the road. And so we went there. We went to like the How do I describe it? It's like the we're like a couple like dozen feet away from the fence, and you know, my friends, they thought it was a good idea to just. Actually, no, I can't really blame them for it because I, you know, was a participant in the orange throwing, but they grabbed an orange one by one and they tried to throw the oranges over the fence onto the street. And they did this for like a solid 5 minutes. And I don't think any of us got it over because, you know, we're middle schoolers. We have no like strength at all. So we got caught eventually, obviously. You know, originally I was like, I don't know why I did this. I kind of snitched on myself. We got caught and I like quit and I like swiftly like just walked away from the main group. So we I didn't get caught with the other guys throwing the oranges. And I just like, I felt bad because like they're like bad mouthing. But he was with us too. Like,
why does that matter?
And I was like, I felt bad. So I just snitched on myself.
I always hate those kids. They're like, they'll like walk away and they're like, oh my God, he did it too. Like, I don't care.
And then they're like, the teachers are like, two wrongs doesn't make a right. And then like the kid gets off scot-free and then you're in trouble. You take all the blame.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That sucks.
Yeah.
You know what also makes a right? Three lefts.
Three lefts.
No shot. When I was in elementary school, I was friends with a kid named Cole. I don't remember his last name. He lived down the street from me.
Was he, does he have glasses?
No. I think he used to.
Is his name like Cole Harms?
I don't know.
Because I'm pretty
sure
he used
to live in Thurston.
Oh, never mind.
And we went to Ridgeview Elementary. There was this big old spider web. You guys ever played on the spider webs?
No, bro.
The big metal spider webs.
Yeah, there's like a big metal pole and it is like spider web that connects to the top. It's like kind of like a pyramid thing.
No.
Oh. I'm thinking of a different kind.
Yeah. The spider web dome. It's like all the dome. Triangles like put together basically.
Do you mean like a jungle gym?
Almost.
I think so.
Like,
it's hard to explain, but like at the top of it, you'd always climb. It wasn't super high up. Like I can go over there and hit it with the top of my head and I'm short. But I've always been like a bigger, stronger kid when I was little. I was short, but like big and strong. And we were playing a lava monster, and he was hanging from the top, and I pulled him down. I pulled his pants down by accident, and he fell and snapped his arm. And the ambulance had to come and pick him up. And I was, like, sitting by the dome, and I was just sitting there, like, watching this kid, like, in brutal pain. I was just, like, in shock. I didn't know what to do.
Did they ask you? Did they question you?
I don't remember. All I remember is, I remember doing it, but like I don't remember if I actually did it or not. Like, I remember pulling him down.
So you just blame yourself for something you don't even know.
Yeah, I remember pulling him down, but I don't ever remember like breaking his arm.
What, dude? Come on, bro. Why did you have anything against this kid?
No, I was friends with him.
You're evil.
I mean, I didn't.
I'm really, not evil. I'm not that bad.
I would do a lot of stuff in middle school.
Bro,
like they Monroe, they have this like this big tree, like a big tall tree. Have you ever seen it in a parking lot? It's like a huge Christmas like tree, and like they had the branches cut all the way up. The branches used to go like all the way to the ground, and I would always climb to the top of that tree all the time. And,
oh, that's right.
You know,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I was completely like, you know, invisible except like. You know, one kid sees, like, a big black blob at the top of the tree, and they're, like, wondering, like, what the heck is that? And they see it moving.
It wasn't white?
And, like, and it's, like, no, it's just, like, in the silhouette, you know?
Oh.
And then, like, multiple kids gather around
the
tree.
The stars.
And then the staff is, like, what the heck is going on? And it's, like, after school, you know? waiting for the bus to come. And, like, the staff is wondering, like, what's going on? And there's a kid up there. And, like, you know, multiple kids, I think, fell down the tree once and, you know, like, injured themselves. So, like, they were really, really concerned. But I got, like, several referrals for it.
Jeez. Big black blob, bro. This but guy with purse is crazy.
Something completely out of middle school. I would have a friend group in my neighborhood, and we would throw rocks at cars.
No, dude. You guys,
not like rocks, but like
that's horrible.
They're like tiny little like pebbles, like on the ground.
That's still that like awesome. You can still crack windows with that stuff, man.
Not really. Like if
windows
one
are
of them,
so hard. Like if you really think about it, windows are so hard to break. It's not even.
They really are, but.
Like all you need is a spark plug, but then you're fine.
We would sit on top of an electrical box, like you know, belt line that goes
around the rear end.
And there's like this cul-de-sac that's like this, you know, ran next to the sidewalk, and there's belt line, and there's a bunch of pebbles everywhere, and we get them, and we start throwing them at cars that are passing by, and it was not even really that bad, until like one kid had the idea to like shotgun them. Like having multiple and a handful, just completely tossing him at a car. And it got to the point where like this guy literally like had two hands full of it and he literally just chucked it.
Did the cars ever
stop? Cars. No, they were like stopped at a red light and you just chucked them.
I would have gotten out of my car and beat
And they
the
got out of the car and we were on a rollerblade.
Oh.
And so we dipped.
I would have been gone.
And I would have sprinted.
I would have got back. I would have got back in my car and drove you guys over.
So yeah, you know we were on the street, and they he saw us dip, and then we saw him pulling up to the street, and we went all the way across the intersection, all the way to Riverbend Hospital. We went through the parking garages, underground parking garages, just to try to outmaneuver him, and he was chasing us. And we were so scared for our lives. We thought
I
we
don't
like,
blame him. I would shoot you.
But yeah. We actually got away.
How? I guess like you're kids and all, but like
still bro, though.
You should.
If I was a guy who got like probably like $300 worth of damages at my car,
I don't care who the
you got to take care of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Get their parents to pay for it.
Yeah.
Their parents will be, you know, pissed at your kids.
I wouldn't have stopped chasing you guys.
Yeah.
I would have like got out and like pulled a nine on.
Well, I'm sure he didn't stop chasing us, but it got to the point where he just couldn't see us anymore. We got out of his line of sight and he just couldn't find us anymore. And like the River Bend has this like this big field.
Yeah, that's
like
where
around
I was born.
It, like the pavilion, like you know.
Yeah, that's where I was born.
And there's just like house and everything. And we would, like, go out there in the river and stuff and hide.
But, would you, like, go in the water and just, like, submerge to hide yourself?
Oh, definitely not.
Okay,
dude.
Is it just me or why do so many kids steal at Safeway?
Dude.
It's because, like...
I don't want to name any names, but you remember the dude who just keeps stealing donuts.
Oh, yeah. One of my friends, yeah.
Yeah, one of your friends. They just, like, go up to the thing and they just, like, take a donut and eat it, like, right in front of the camera. Like,
I don't get it. Like, the cameras don't work. And this character,
yeah, they're completely
really
fake.
Don't care.
And there's
they're completely fake.
Safeway's bigger than Market, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
Dude, I feel like Market has more employees than Safeway.
Market has more organic, expensive items.
Yeah.
Never get food at Market of Choice. By the way,
no, Market of Choice food sucks.
It sucks, and it's very expensive. You're
like
just paying.
No shame on like the people that buy from Market of Choice because my grandma's one of them. But she's absolutely crazy. I think it's Market of Choice that's making her.
I got my lunch from Market of Choice.
Did you know Belize's up their pizza slice by a dollar?
But
I
could care less about that because their pizza's actually good.
It's not worth $5.
Yeah, I don't like their pizza slices, to be honest. Like,
it's not worth $5. The size and quality is not worth $5.
I mean, they give you a drink, but like...
The size is amazing, but... It's not.
I don't think
it's
good pizza.
It.
Like, I'm not sure if I can say that.
I used to be able to hand them a $5 bill.
I think this was like the very like first month of like my freshman year, so I was a real idiot. I'm pretty sure everyone was, but I was especially a big
you
big
especially.
Idiot. Yep, and I will admit that. But what happened was, first of all, I absolutely love my freshman year. I'm still salty that the school banned inflatable costumes for Halloween. Cause,
you especially?
What?
Yeah, dude. Nah. There's one dude who brought like a whole Patrick Starr costume.
No, they also inflatable. Banned condoms.
Huh?
Bro. All right, keep going.
Yeah, but we chased them around for a little bit. But the actual story is, so in my freshman year, there used you remember you guys know where the self-defense hall is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the DOA, I'm pretty sure.
The one over by the athletic director's office.
No.
Yes.
You guys know by the...
Athletic directors, yep.
The back alley?
Yep.
Yeah, so that whole, like, alleyway used to be, like, filled with, like, old recycled, like, computer parts from, like decades ago from when... Yeah. But it was a whole junkyard back there. And so the school's plan with that was that they were going to, like, give that away to, like, I don't know, communities in need or whatever. But that's the reason they gave for all the junk being back there. But, dude, it was a whole dump. I don't know how I can specify this, but, like, it was a whole, like, it was like a scrapyard back there. So what we did was I had a friend. He doesn't go in here anymore. He bought an old dismantled TV. A whole, like, box TV from that old scrapyard.
Bro, that's from, like, 19-2.
19, like 70s box TV. And he brought it to the front of the school. Well, I don't know why he brought it to the front of the school, because that's where all the teachers could see. And no one questioned why he had a whole TV there. But I was laughing so hard when he brought it out. But what he did was... I went back in the building with him, with a couple other friends.
Daniel being fruity.
Bro.
Nah, I wish I could show you guys this picture. This is awesome. I think I'm going to post this on the band show situation.
No, so, oh my God, what happened was we brought it to the bathroom and I went with a couple other friends. He plugged the TV in and it worked. It was
turned on.
No way.
I think it had So as we went to return the TV to the junkyard back by the South Defense Hall, one of my other friends, he stole another monitor, like a whole computer screen, like this one right here.
Yeah.
From the junkyard. And he just screamed running off with it in front of the cameras. And I just looked at him and what is this guy doing? And like, no. I don't know. He got an in-school suspension the next day. I don't know how he didn't get,
Do they actually care about, stealing old stuff like
yes.
that?
Yes, they do. Yes. Very, very. Especially with technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I got caught. I didn't get in much trouble for it, but, yeah, that was my quick tangent story, you know? And that's the end of this podcast.
All right. Yeah. See you guys later.
See you guys later.
See ya. Man.